BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
You're listening to Tuesday's episode of The Archers from BBC Radio 4.
Okay, Pat, I've got rainbow chard and courgettes. Tom says he'll bring us the French beans and basil when he's finished helping Tony with the milking.
Well, let's get these veg boxes packed and out of the way. Then we'll work out a schedule for the rest of the week. I'm not sure how we keep our heads above water without him off to France soon. And it didn't help that poor George was off yesterday.
I feel bad saying this with everyone rushed off their feet, but I desperately need to get on top of things at Summer Orchard today. I'm so behind with the accounts.
Oh, of course, Natasha. Can't expect you to drop everything just because it's manic here.
It shouldn't need more than a day. Even half a day might do.
Honestly, we'll make sure we prioritise that. You've already done so much to help out here. I probably don't say it enough, but I don't know where we'd be without you.
Thanks, Pat.
Can you pass me that box of chard, please?
There you go.
Thank you.
Oh, they're such gorgeous colours. Look at them. They always make me think of tubes of sherbet. It's hard to believe those pinks and oranges are natural.
I know. Stunning. It's worth reminding myself at times like these that there's always a bright side to farming, no matter how glum and run down we get by the endless grind.
Oh, Pat, you sound even more drained than I feel.
Imagine if we had the kind of family business where you could stick up a sign on the door. Sorry, closed for a week, gone on holiday.
Oh, since this is a fantasy, can we at least make it a fortnight?
Yeah, how about gone on holiday, never coming back?
Yeah, but seriously, I'm really hoping we can catch our breath soon. Mm. Of course, I know Tom and I are always going to be juggling work and the girls, but these last few weeks have felt too much.
I am sorry. Tom and the casuals were out with the lazy weeder in the carrots till dusk last night.
The girls are fast asleep long before he got home.
Surprising how stretched we are.
I worry that the girls will think all I ever do is feed them and put them to bed.
Look, I think you need to be kinder to yourself. You're doing a great job and they're a credit to you. So full of life.
You can say that again. They were wide awake at 5 on Saturday morning.
Oh, for you.
Tom promised he'd get up with them, especially since I'd been up until after midnight, updating the recipes on the Bridge Fresh website.
Let me guess. He was the one to have a lie in.
He managed to fake sleep, despite Seren brushing his hair with a toothbrush and Nova singing nursery rhymes right into his ear. In the end, I gave up waiting for him to stir. I decided I could be in a bad mood with all three of them, or I could embrace the sunrise and take the girls out to feed the ducks, armed with a very strong flask of coffee.
Well, I hope Tom was suitably ashamed when you got back.
Was he indeed? He didn't even mention it. Though he did make me a very nice breakfast.
Oh, it's Tony.
Everything all right?
He's asking if George has phoned in sick again.
That's not great, is it?
Yeah. I'll tell Tony to try giving him a call. Hopefully he's just got held up.
Well, that shouldn't stop him texting, though.
I think the lad's got a lot on his mind.
We've all got a lot on our minds.
True.
Will, I've been worrying all morning. Have you heard anything from George?
Oh, nothing since last night. I've sent him a couple of messages, but I didn't want to overdo it.
Yeah, I was recording a voice message this morning, but ended up sounding too upset, so I deleted it.
Well, where do you think he is? Booked into a hotel somewhere?
I just wish we could actually speak to him and let him know he ain't burnt his bridges by taking off and find out what his plans are.
No, oh, it's just Pat.
Are you going to answer?
No. I'll call her back when I've thought of what to say.
How about telling them that George was stressed out about the court case, so he's gone away with some friends for a few days to chill out.
Well, do you think Bridge Farm will be okay with that?
Oh, George said Pat was really nice to him a few weeks ago, telling him about her testifying when Helen was charged. I think if we say it was last minute and we persuaded him to go, she'd understand.
Well, I suppose she doesn't have to understand, just believe us.
If we keep it vague, we're less likely to slip up too. Let's say he's gone with a couple of mates to a caravan on the coast. Bournemouth or somewhere?
Yeah, that'll do. Oh, here we go. Hi, Pat. Yeah, I just saw your missed call.
I'm really sorry to bother you, Will, but George hasn't turned up for work and he's not answering his phone.
Oh, Pat, yeah, it's my fault. It's totally slipped my mind.
Oh?
Well, I promised I'd send you a message last night to explain. Then Poppy needed help cleaning out the guinea pig and I totally forgot to let you know.
Is he not very well?
Well, he certainly wasn't himself last night.
Poor George. I once had a terrible experience at the dentist. The wretched man hit a nerve. It still sends shudders down my back when I think about it.
Oh, it's not the filling. That's fine now. It's more... Well, look, I'm not sure how much you'd want me to say, but he's been feeling quite anxious lately.
Right. I thought it might be that.
Yeah, he got the chance to have a few days away with mates and, well, Emma and I, we thought it would do him the world of good. In the circumstances. Ambridge feels very small and pressurised for him at the moment.
I see. Yeah, well, I can't say I'm overjoyed about it, Will. It's just such a busy time for us, but I do understand. OK, we'll try and manage without him.
The timing could have been better, I know.
Well, it would be useful to know when he's planning to be back. We're unlikely to get a casual at this late stage. Mm. We've got the spring barley and wheat harvesting starting this week.
Well, then maybe that's where I can help out. George was so worried about letting you down that I did say I'd offer to step in. Cover a couple of his shifts.
Well, that's very generous of you. I certainly wouldn't say no if you're offering.
Yeah, well, I'll be doing the Bridge Fresh deliveries tomorrow anyway. If I get them out of the way early, I'm all yours.
Fantastic. I'll be in touch with a plan. Bye, Will. Thanks again. Are those the French beans and basil?
Yep. Tom's insisted that Tony takes a short break, so Adam's meeting with a combine driver.
OK, well, that's good. Let's get this last lot packed, and then you could head over to Summer Orchard before lunch for a few hours.
Oh, that would be great. I do need to speak to the orchard manager this morning, too.
How many courgettes have you been putting in each box?
3, 4, if they're small, and I've been mixing yellow and green.
OK.
Was that Will you were speaking to when I came in?
It was.
What did he have to say? Because apparently George still hasn't shown up.
No. George is away on a break.
What? When was that arranged?
It wasn't. It's an impromptu trip.
What on earth is he playing at? You know that Tony's expecting him to drive the tractor and trailer tomorrow.
Which is why Will has offered to step in and cover for him as soon as he's done the deliveries for us.
Well, I suppose that's something. Oh, I know George isn't full-time, but I still think it's thoughtless. Especially since you and Tony gave him a chance when many wouldn't.
We did. And in the main, he's stepped up and been a pretty decent worker.
So, assuming everyone stays healthy and that Nova and Sarah are happy not to see their parents during daylight hours, are we going to make it to the end of the week?
With Will on board, maybe. I've made a note on my phone of tomorrow's schedule. Tom will be doing the heavy veg harvesting, weeding and checking on the Anguses. Mm-hmm. Susan and Clary are in the dairy tomorrow morning and then picking beans as soon as Helen can take over. We'll pack the meat and dairy into these before Will gets here, and then we must focus on the arable. 10 acres of barley and 25 of wheat we've got to harvest. The yield's bound to be down with the weather we've had.
On top of everything else.
Yeah, have you seen the forecast for tomorrow?
Yes, a gorgeous start to the day.
With rain later.
Then we should get Will started on the barley first thing. Let me take over delivering the veg boxes.
Oh, but you're supposed to have Wednesday morning to take the girls to messy play.
We can miss it this once. I'll stick on some nursery rhymes and hope they nap while I drive round the lanes of Borsetshire.
Right. That's the sprocket nose cleaned.
Oh, great. Thanks for helping, Will.
Well, these saws are a good piece of kit.
Yeah. I'll check the chain tension and lubrication when Ed gets back.
Did you tell him George has gone away with his mates?
Yeah. Just in a text. He asked me if George was feeling okay.
What did you say?
That he was all right, but in need of a bit of a break with the trial looming. Ed really got it. Said a bit of fun would do George the world of good. Well, anything?
Not George. Not Pat. She wants to know if I can meet her at Bridge Farm to talk over tomorrow's schedule.
Are you sure you've got time to cover his work as well as your own?
Yeah, I'll manage. But if you don't need me here, I think I'll head straight over. Get it out of the way.
Yeah, that's fine. I'm going to do some baking with Kira today, since I'm off. I feel bad that I've not really given her much attention so far these holidays. Though, I think she's still either asleep or gaming under the duvet. Oh, and I said, he's finished the job and he's coming back for lunch.
Right, well, I'll get off then.
I hate this.
I know, me too.
Pat?
Oh, hello, Natasha. Did you get everything done at Summer Orchard?
Oh, I did. I'm heading over to help Helen in the polytunnels for a couple of hours.
Oh, thank you.
Sorry for being a bit down in the dumps earlier. It doesn't really help, does it?
Don't be silly. I think we all need to... What do people call it nowadays?
Vent.
Yeah, that's it. I was actually thinking about what she said. Why don't you and Tom see if you can book for a few days away, either with or without the girls, in October or November? Be something to look forward to.
That's not a bad idea. I might just do that.
Afternoon, Natasha. Pat?
Hi, Will. Come on in. I'm just leaving. I'll see you later, Pat.
Right. Oh, thanks for this, Will. It'll be such a huge help to have you here tomorrow.
Well, it's the least I could do. Yeah, we've always appreciated how you took George on.
Well, we've definitely missed him this week. He throws himself into whatever task we give him. He's a good worker in his own way.
Well, that's good to hear. Sounds like I've got big boots to fill.
When I told Tony you were helping out, his face lit up.
Well, what I lack in youthful energy, I should make up for in experience.
We're lucky to have you, Will. Mm. First thing, we're going to crack on with harvesting the barley before the rain. With you on the tractor and trailer, maybe even get some veg picking done too?
Yep, sounds good. I'm up for anything.
Wonderful. How early can you start?
Hello.
Hiya, Will. Can you talk?
Yeah, I'm just leaving Bridge Farm. Is everything all right?
Yeah, I just got a text from George.
Well, what does it say?
Oh, hang on. I'm all right. Don't worry. I'm not on my own and I'm not living on burgers and fries. I just need to get everything straight before I come home.
At least that sounds like he's planning to come home.
Yeah, and the burgers and fries bit sounds a bit jokey, doesn't it? You know, not too bad.
But who's he with? Not any of his mates that I know of. I checked.
Oh, Will, am I kidding? He says, don't worry. I'm worried sick.